following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, very good evening to you. We welcome you to the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. It is the postseason, and we feature a quarterfinal matchup from Region 2B tonight as the Lower Brule Sioux travel to Highmore to take on the Highmore Herald Pirates. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Tonight's coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, by Rice Regional High School Golden Sports Buffalo on KPM, and the folks at CHS River Plains, and by the folks at Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also brought to you by Highmore Health, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Clinic, Jan Bussey Ford, Mashing Food Center, Titan Machinery, and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball. We expect a good matchup here tonight. Lower Brule finishing their season 13-7 overall, take on a Highmore Herald squad. The Pirates finished their season last week with a victory over longtime rival Miller. The Pirates enter the ballgame tonight with a record of 14-6. Of course, the winner of this game will move on to the semifinals of Region 2B. The winner of that semifinal matchup will qualify for the SODAC 16, which will be played 1 week from tonight. This is the pregame show, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow. Lots to talk about in our pregame show, and we'll go to work after we take a three-minute break. We're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball in Region 2B from KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.net.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
We prepare for this quarterfinal matchup from Region 2B, the matchup between Highmore Herald and Lower Brule, as our pregame show continues. The other games going on in Region 2B, of course, with the cold weather and poor travel conditions on Tuesday and Monday as well. A lot of the games got bunched up. We'll play Tuesday's games on Thursday, and then we will play the semifinal games from Region 2B. A lot of the other regions around the area will be playing their semifinal matchups tonight. We'll get to those in just a little bit. But here is what's happening this evening. At Oneida tonight, it will be North Central taking on Sully Butte. In Harriet tonight, it will be Harriet Selby hosting Potter County. That game on KMLO this evening, also available at drgnews.com. And then down at Sully Butte, or Sunshine Bible Academy, Miller, the number 3 overall seed, is hosting Faulkton area, as they have the number 3 seed taking on 6 seed Faulkton here tonight. The semifinals of Region 7B will be played this evening. Out west, Kadoka will take on Wall. That will be a 7 o'clock Central Time tip-off. And down in White River tonight, it will be Jones County taking on White River for the second time in a week. In Region 6B, quarterfinal round being played, some of the games being played. Corsica Stickney has already knocked off Kimball White Lake. Also going on in Gregory tonight, it will be Wessington Springs taking on Gregory. Platte Geddes will host Burke in Platte. And at Avon, it will be Marty traveling to Avon. Those games, actually, it was Avon with a victory. They already have knocked off Marty and will move on to the next round of Region 2B. The Class A SODAC 16 matchups in Region 6A all got moved. The opening round got moved to tonight. Crow Creek hosting McLaughlin tonight. Chamberlain is on the road. They are at Dupree. Stanley County on the road. They are at Winter. And Cheyenne Eagle Butte travels to Mobridge to take on Mobridge Pollock. And that is what is going on as far as region play involving area teams as postseason gets, we get with it here on a Thursday night, the final Thursday night in the month of February. Let's take another time out. When we come back, we have the opportunity to talk to both of our head coaches. It is our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's return in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium cheers and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam, and we're joined by Jalen Yusey, head coach of the Lowerville Lady Sioux. And coach, you come into this ball game 13-7. I think all in all, you put together a nice year.
Yeah, for sure. 13-7, ended on a high note with a win over Little Wound there at the end of the season. We've had some contributions from quite a few girls. Excited to finally get the playoffs underway after, you know, Tuesday's little snow day kind of moved everything over to Thursday.
How does that work for you as far as is the rest a good thing, or would you rather keep playing once you get into a little bit of rhythm, as a lot of teams have as we've went down the last couple weeks of the year?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't a bad thing for us because we didn't have school there on Monday with the President's Day, and then getting the kids kind of back in school and getting the rhythm back that Tuesday through Wednesday was really nice, for sure Wednesday, and then, you know, a normal school day-to-day going into today's game.
You know, just looking at the roster as I try to get up to speed on your ball club, you know, you're really a pretty young team, which means, you know, you had to do a lot of learning early, but you were able to win games as you did that, and that's a good thing.
Yep, for sure. Young team. We do have a couple seniors leading us in Ireland, defender, and Hillary Goodlow, but the girls, for sure, the young girls come along. Brylin LaRush being only an eighth grader and starting pretty much all year for us, one of our primary ball handlers, has came a long way for even in that first game against Lakota Tech all the way down to playoffs today.
This is a matchup here as you get into the Region 2B. I guess we call it the quarterfinals, but a matchup against Highmore Herald, a team that you might not know a lot about, but I'm sure you've been able to get a little bit of game film and whatever on them. It'd be nice to have them on your schedule during the regular season.
Yep, for sure. We don't play a ton of region teams. We try to get in. We're in the Highmore Classic, for example, to play a region team, as well as the Warner Classic we've played in the past. We've played some region teams. So it'd be nice to see them, but they're only 40 miles up the road, so we're pretty familiar with what they have and what they bring, and I think they'll be pretty familiar with us as well.
You know, you've got some size. I think that's kind of their calling card, is having that to size across their front line. But when you get into a ball game like this, I mean, you can look at the matchups here and there, but it really comes down to just playing solid basketball and making the fewest mistakes, you know, because you're looking at a 32-minute ball game with no margin of error.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, we'll get out and run and, you know, like you said, mistake-free basketball will be the goal tonight from both teams. And both teams, whoever makes those fewest mistakes, probably going to come out on top. So,
all right, Coach, best of luck.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, Jalen Yusey of the Lowerville Lady Sioux. And that is our part one of our keys to success, with more to come on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Two of our pregame interviews. We're joined by Mike Ring of the Highmore Herald Pirates. You finish up 14-6, your regular season finale against Miller. And I guess from seeing you in December to seeing you basically the beginning of your year to the end, that was one of the probably most complete games of the year, that victory over Miller.
It was an interesting win. We had a lot of turnovers and a lot of crazy possessions, but that's kind of been us too. But our defense was really consistent during the whole game. And Miller would probably say they didn't shoot very well, which they didn't either. But I thought, you know, hey, we took advantage. We rebounded well. We defended well. Didn't think we gave up a lot of easy buckets and forced them into some outside shots. And they didn't make them. And we rebounded well enough. And then we just survived offensively. We made enough free throws down the stretch. We overcame some of our turnovers down the stretch and hit enough shots down the stretch to get the win. So always a good win when you play one of your rivalries and get a win. And we've said it many years playing Miller at the end of the year. You know, normally they're a Class A school. We don't have to see each other again. The way the setup is this year, we won't have to see each other again. It had a lot of playoff atmosphere to it the other night. So it was a nice road win against a nice team and kind of the type of game you think you're going to see as you go through the postseason.
And I think you survived their runs. And they had about, my memory's right, about three good runs that they put on you. One of them was at the end of the game. You had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and was kind of cruising, but you survived those runs. And when you talk about your ball club with the experience that you have, you should survive those runs. And you should be able to regroup and do things. And I think you even had a timeout in your back pocket. And if you can do that, you know, that speaks well of what the kids have learned and how much they've grown as a ball club over the last 3 or 4 years.
Exactly. When you, we have six seniors on the team. They dominate most of our playing time. We're going to be a real different-looking team next year when we get those kids graduating out of here. You do expect that, you know, over the course of 4 years, you know, Letha and Grace have played since they're freshmen. And then everybody else is kind of just filled in over the years. And you do have higher expectations of those types of kids that they can, you know, develop good leadership skills and then also know, be floor generals out there when things are not going well and just keep everybody focused and going forward. And we haven't been able to do that all this year. I mean, we've had good games when we've done some of those things and then we've got goofy games when we thought we could have been better. That's just been us, it's a little scary when you go into the postseason playing like that, but if we can be consistent defensively, hopefully that'll give our offense a chance.
And as you go into this postseason, into the Region 2B playoff, basically, you've got to be able to take them one game at a time. You can't look at what maybe could happen Saturday or what the potential is Saturday. This is a team in Lower Brule that has shown that they can score points in bunches. They can show that they can knock off some Class A schools because they have. This is a solid team that's 13-7.
Absolutely. I mean, they have three very nice guards, and actually they go deeper than that off the bench. They have a big girl inside who's really going to make life tough on Letha tonight, I think. So, and those guards are athletic. I've seen games where they've hit in three-pointers, so they got a nice inside game. They got guards to go with it. Our defense is going to get put to the test tonight, just like it should. And it's a 4-5 game, so matchup wise, it should be a battle. And we better be focused and ready to go.
Mike Ring, head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates. Our keys to success, brought to you by the folks at May Adam. And we will be back with more with starting lineups after a 2-minute break on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated Foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct in high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Time for tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Avera Orthopedics. For the Lady Sue of Lower Brule, they will start this way at one guard, Carmen Wells, a 5'5 junior. The other guard, Brylan LaRoche, a 8th grader at 5'6. Hillary Goodlow will complete the 3-guard alignment for Lower Brule. She is a 5'5 senior. The forwards are Erilyn Defender, a 5'9 senior, and Courtney Traversy. Traversy is a 6'1 junior. For Lower Brule, Wells, LaRoche, and Goodlow, the guards, Defender, and Traversy, the forwards, for the Lower Brule Lady Sioux. Enter the contest tonight, the number 5 overall seed of Region 2B. They have a record of 13-6, and their head coach is Jalen Uthe. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, they will start at one guard, Courtney Mosier, a 5'3 senior. The other guard is Emily Scheid. Scheid is a 5'7 junior. The forwards are Maddie Knox, a 5'11 senior. Grace Knox, a 5'11 senior at the other forward. The starting center for Highmore Herald is Letha Jessen. Jessen is a 5'11 senior. For Highmore Herald, it will be Mosier and Scheid the guards, Knox and Knox the forwards, and Jessen at center for the Highmore Herald Pirates, the number 4 seed of Region 2B. They enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 14-6. Is Mike Ring. We would like to thank those of you joining us tonight worldwide at our website, drgnews.com, as we have audio and video this evening. And finally, our pregame brings you the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumers Protection. Our game officials for this quarterfinal game from Region 2B tonight are Lewis Hofer, Craig Cassens, and Mark Ulrich. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Tomorrow night on KPLO, we will have the final game of the regular season for the boys. We'll be back here in Highmore for a fun matchup that we'll have for you tomorrow night. Miller and Highmore Herald's boys will do battle to close out the final game of the regular season. 7:30 with the pregame, 7:45 with our tip-off on Friday night. Saturday, we will have postseason basketball for you from Region 2B as we will play the semifinal matchups on Saturday night. We'll have that for you on KPLO as well. And, of course, boys action for the postseason will start next Monday or Tuesday as we'll wait to put together our path through the boys portion of the fourth season. We'll have to wait till the pairings are set. That should happen on Saturday morning. We should be able to get our games figured out, figure out where we're going to go and where we're going to travel from there. This is the pregame show, and it is brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance, and our tip-off is next. You're listening to live coverage of the Region 2B playoffs on KPLO.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us. Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald. Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Westington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Broadcast of this postseason event has been brought to you by, or brought to you with, special arrangement of the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety. We are KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26, 3AW, and Pierfort Pier. If you drink, don't drive. Our opening tip is brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service and to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. The Pirates in their home white uniforms will win the tip and have the basketball first. As Lower Bull works with a man-to-man defense around the perimeter, 18 on the shot clock for the Pirates. It is a Mosier three-point drive that is up no good. Rebound, Maddie Knox. Now Emily Scheid on the drive. She loses the basketball. The ball goes out of bounds. So Highmore Herald comes away empty in their first offensive possession of the ballgame. And now Lower Brule with it for the first time. The junior, Carmen Wells, will handle the basketball out front. Erlen defender around the perimeter to the left side and into the corner. Brylan LaRoche will drive, shovel pass inside, tipped and stolen away. Good defense for Highmore Herald. You heard in our pregame interview with head coach Mike Ring of Highmore Herald, we talked about the growth of this ball club from December to where they are now. Much better ball club defensively as Highmore Herald with a bad entry pass. Too tall for Letha Jessen. Lower Brule will come away with it. That's the second turnover for Highmore Herald. And now the Lower Brule team will throw the ball inside. They turn it over for the second time as well. Here is Grace Knox, Courtney Mosier, Emily Scheid left corner. As they bring it back to the top of the key, Knox once again. And she will try to work to the right side, and a reach and a foul called. Brylan LaRoche with the personal. That will be her first foul. 6:39 remains in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium. Pirates put it in play. Mosier with the corner three. It's too strong, no good. Rebound, Letha Jessen. She'll put it up and in. Letha Jessen will score the basket to make it 2-0. Highmore Herald scores first as Lower Brule works with the basketball. Wells out front with it. Erlen defender right side and back out front. Carmen Wells once again. She'll try to work down the lane. Down the low, Courtney Traversy kicks to the corner. Defender with the corner jumper that is up no good. Traversy with the backside rebound. She'll put that shot up. It's no good. Rebound Highmore Herald and Courtney Mosier, who tried to control it off the bounce, wound up dribbling it on the baseline. And Lewis Hofer right on the call and gives the basketball to Lower Brule. They'll get a second chance opportunity. 2 minutes into this opening quarter, we are it is a 2-0 lead for Highmore Herald as on the move inside. Shot up no good by Carmen Wells. Rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. They will work the other way. Here is Grace Knox on the right side. High post pass, Letha Jessen. She loses the basketball. And another Highmore Herald turnover. Brylan LaRoche across half court. Spins into the lane. Kicks to the corner. It's Hillary Goodlow with it. The three taken. It's up no good. Courtney Mosier will get the rebound for Highmore Herald. And up and down we go in a hurry up the floor. This is Grace Knox. Shot no good. Jessen with the offensive rebound. And she'll put it back up and in and score the basket. The foul on Courtney Traversy will be her first and the second team foul for Lower Brule. Caitlin Thompson will check in. Erlen Defender will check out for Lower Brule. Letha Jessen, all four of the Highmore Herald points so far with the opportunity here at the free throw line, and the free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound Lower Brule. Wells will push across half court. Wells to the rim. Shot is up good. Carmen Wells, the 5'5 junior, puts Lower Brule on the scoreboard at the 5:15 mark of quarter number one. 4-2 is our score. Here's Highmore Herald. It is Jessen out front. Knox, Mosier left side. Grace Knox at the left elbow as they move the basketball quickly on the perimeter as Lower Brule plays a 2-3 zone. Skip pass, Mosier, three ball, good. Courtney Mosier from the left side drops the three ball, and it is a 7-2 score. Highmore Herald with the early lead. We work our way to the halfway mark of the opening quarter. Here's Traversy out front into the hands of Wells. They try to get it to Traversy. Ball knocked away and stolen. Here is Mosier on the move across half court. Maddie knocks back to Mosier from the corner. She'll try the three, and that rims in and out. No good. And Lower Brule will get the rebound. Up the floor. Ball tipped. Maddie Knox was there to slow down the fast break opportunity, and now Lower Brule will settle in. Caitlin Thompson, right side, entry pass down low. Traversy, shot is up, no good. Ball tipped, it's loose, it is still loose. Highmore Herald will come away with it. Mosier on the move, kicks it out. This is a grace. Well, I thought she was going to pull the trigger on the three. Instead, they'll slow it down. Here is Scheid to Knox. This is Maddie from the corner. The 15-foot jumper up and good. 9-2. Highmore Herald off to a good offensive start now as we work in the bottom half of the opening quarter. Wells across half court for Lower Brule. To the left side, Caitlin Thompson. Highmore Herald in a man-to-man as Thompson surveys the defense and now sends it back up top. Brylan LaRoche will drive. Sends it back to Carmen Wells. Wells will slash to the rim. Shot is up short. Rebound pulled down by Letha Jessen. And here comes Highmore Herald. Leading 9-2, Mosier will lead the break. It's Scheid now on the left side. Back out to Mosier to the corner. Jessen, she'll fake the 15-footer. Drive inside and score the two. Letha Jessen with a half dozen points and a timeout taken. This will be a Lower Brule timeout with 3:11 remaining in the opening quarter. 11-2 Pirates. A 30-second break. We'll break for 30 as well on KPLO.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Brought to you by Agcagra. They remind you Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agcagra cooperative today. Other games in Region 2B, Sully Buttes leading North Central 17-6. That is already at the end of the opening quarter. Here it is 11-2 Highmore Herald as they work out front. Ball knocked away. Brooke Palmer. End of the ball game makes a nice defensive play for Highmore Herald. That's the third turnover on Lower Brule. And then the Pirates, generous with the basketball as they turn it over for the fourth time in the ball game as well, and a traveling violation. So Lower Brule again with the opportunity. Trailing 11-2. Inside of 3 minutes remain in the opening quarter. The other game, Miller at Harriet Selby. Miller hosting Falk and Harriet Selby in Potter County. We hope to get scores from them later. Here is a Carmen Wells three for Lower Brule that is up and good. And the score at 11-5, the Pirate lead down to six. Here is a Brooke Palmer pass inside trying to get it to Letha Jessen, but Lower Brule overplays the passing lane. Here is a Lower Brule three from the right side that's up and good. Caitlin Thompson hits it. And that's back-to-back threes for Lower Brule, and it's a one-possession ball game. 11-8 is our score. Here is Brooke Palmer with the dribble. Goes now to Grace Knox. Knox will work out front, gets away from her defender. But Lower Brule has good help that comes over. It's Mosier now. Back to Jessen. Double-teamed on the baseline. Back out front. Ball is tipped and stolen. A jump ball will belong to Lower Brule, and that is another turnover for Highmore Herald, and that is their sixth of this opening quarter. So Lower Brule, who has hit back-to-back threes, can tie the basketball game here. Hillary Goodlow will set things up. Lob inside, in traffic, shot is up, no good by Courtney Traversy. But Traversy will get a pair of free throws as a foul called on Highmore Herald. I believe it's on Brooke Palmer. Pardon me, it's Grace Knox who picks up the personal, and that will be her first. Courtney Traversy at the free throw line to shoot two. The first is a line drive that rims in and out and is no good. A minute 45 remains in the first quarter. An 11-8 lead for Highmore Herald. Second free throw by Traversy is up and good. And it is a two-point ball game. Pirates with it as they bring it across the half-court stripe. Mosier with the dribble. Now Knox in the wing. Right side. High post. This is Jessen. Down the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound Lower Brule. Two to tie. A three would give him the lead for the first time tonight. Here's Carmen Wells on the move. Bottled up. Passes it out to nobody in particular, but Hillary Goodlow tracks it down. Down low, it's Traversy on the block. The turnaround is up and good. And we are tied at 11 all as we work our way to the final minute of this opening quarter. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called away from the basketball. A reach-in call, or actually a hold on Breland LaRoche, and Breland commits the personal. That will be her second. Maddie knocks in. Letha Jessen will take a check out of the ballgame. 11-11 is our score as the Pirates put it in play. Mosier. Inside now, Grace Knox, the nice up and under. Good defense there, the shot blocked. But Highmore Herald gets the loose basketball, sends it out to Courtney Mosier, and Courtney drops the corner three. 14-11. The Pirates have hit two threes in this opening quarter as well. Here's Carmen Wells to the corner, Hillary Goodlow. Goodlow on the move. Goodlow to the rim, shot off glass, and good. 14-13, the Pirate lead at one, about a three-second differential shot clock to game clock as the Pirates bring the basketball into their front court. High post, Brooke Palmer. Back out, Maddie Knox around the perimeter and into the hands of Reagan Westcott. Back to Knox. To Knox. This is Maddie. She has the basketball on the right side. Skip pass, entry pass, and the ball through in the hand of Brooke Palmer and out of bounds. Letha Jessen will check in, and checking out will be Grace Knox. Chance for Lower Brule, who trailed at one point 11-2, to perhaps, if they could score here, have the lead to close out this opening quarter. Wells across half court, on the move with three, with two, shot is up, no good. Pirates will get the rebound, and that is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 14-13 Highmore Herald. And we're back to Highmore in 1 minute on KPLO.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the South Dakota High School Activities Association.
Two B score to pass on. Harriet Selby leading Potter County at the end of the opening quarter. 20-15 up in Harriet. Is now the official Mark Ulrich at the scorers table. And I think they got everything squared away as far as getting the lineup and getting everybody in as they needed to. And now we're set and good to go as Highmore Herald will have the basketball with two starts. This second quarter with John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Down low, Grace Knox. The turnaround is up, no good. Courtney Traversy will get the rebound, and she has done her job here in this opening half. Here is a long three from Carmen Wells. It's up, no good. Rebound Lower Brule, and then a traveling violation as Caitlin Thompson got the offensive rebound and tried to scoot to the rim for the putback, and is called for the extra step. Poor Lower Brule, their fifth turnover of the ball game. Highmore Herald with six turnovers if you're scoring at home. A 14-13 lead for Highmore Herald as we work early here in the second quarter. Knox inside, Grace Knox. Grace on the block, into the lane, Jessen. Kick out, Maddie Knox. The 15-footer is up, no good. Foul called. Maddie Knox will get a pair of free throws. Coming in late to try to defend that shot was Lower Brule, and Caitlin Thompson with the personal. That will be her first. And free throws here for Maddie Knox. The 5'11 senior will shoot two. The first will rattle in and out and is no good. 7:26 remains in the first half. 14-13 is our score. Here is the second free throw by Knox, and it is up, and it is good. Highmore Herald just one of three from the free throw line in this first half. Lower Brule across half court. Up top, Courtney Travers. He got away from Leith and Jessen, went to the basket. And then the entry pass to her. Jessen had played over the top to try to defend the pass out front. Traversy had a step and called for the basketball, and they tried to feed it into her and threw it too tall and over everybody's head and out of bounds. A turnover for Lower Brule. And now Highmore Herald will try to give the basketball back. Lower Brule diving for it to try to keep it in play. Rylan LaRoche on the deck trying to control it, but instead it trickles out of bounds and will belong to Highmore Herald. They will inbound it on their own baseline with a new shot clock. A 15-13 lead for Highmore Herald. Pirates move the basketball. Grace Knox on the right side. Lower Brule doing a nice job on the defensive end. They gave up some shots early, but now have really shut off the interior. Here is Jessen to the rim. That shot was defended by Traversy, and it comes up short. Rebound Lower Brule. Good low across half court. Lower Brule has not led as of yet. They go to the rim here. Shot no good. And the offensive rebound, Courtney Traversy. She'll put it up and in. It was a Hillary Goodlow miss to start out. We're tied at 15 all, 90 seconds into this second quarter. Here is Mosier out front. A bad pass and a turnover. And Carmen Wells to the rim. Layup is no good. Pirates will get the rebound. And then a foul is going to be called on Caitlin Thompson. And Imore Harold dodged a major bullet there as they commit the turnover, their seventh of the ballgame. And then get the foul on Lower Brule after the missed layup attempt on the breakaway. The fifth team foul committed by Lower Brule. Highmore Herald with just one team foul 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Mosier across half court. Emily Scheid to the corner. Maddie Knox on the right side. They will go up top, and again, ball is tipped and stolen away. Wells on the move. Back out front, Breland LaRoche, three ball is good. Breland LaRoche with the basket, 18-15 Lower Brule. 2 minutes into this second quarter, here is Highmore Herald down low. Grace Knox with the shot, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Lady Sue, and they will try to add to a three-point advantage. Down low, Traversy creates some space and puts it up and in. Courtney Traversy with 7 points in the ballgame, 20-15. Highmore Herald needs a bucket. Here is Mosier, Scheid, now Maddie Knox, deep right corner. High post to Jessen. Letha will go to the rim and score the two. That will end a Lower Brule scoring run, but the Lady Sue now will operate with a three-point advantage, 20-17, working to the five-minute mark of the first half. With it, Caitlin Thompson. To the corner now, Hillary Goodlow. She'll work into the lane, got away with steps. Pass at the shoe top of Caitlin Thompson, but she was able to hang on to it and then make a move to the rim and draw a foul. And she's going to earn free throws as the foul is going to be whistled on Grace Knox. And Grace will pick up her second personal foul. And the free throw here by Caitlin Thompson is up, and it is no good. 20-17 is our score. Lower Brule leading Highmore Herald. 5 minutes remaining until the halftime break. Reagan West got back into the ballgame. Free throw is up, no good. It comes off long, and Lower Bowl had it, and then Highmore Herald ties them up, and the Lady Sue, I believe, will have the basketball on the alternating possession. So Lower Bowl has had the ball bounce their way a few times in this second quarter, but with good defense, they've been able to continue to force Highmore Herald turnovers, and I guess in a way you could say you're creating your own luck if you can force the turnovers like they have, and they have done that here, especially in the second quarter. Here's Brylan LaRoche on the move. Outside Carmen Wells. She'll stop and pop. And the 18-footer is good. Carmen Wells will score the basketball to make it 22-17. 4.5 minutes remain in the half. Here is Mosier from the free throw line. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound and put back good. That is Brooke Palmer, the freshman, making the play for Highmore Herald. It's 22-19. Here is Lower Brule the other way. The three up, no good. Traversy with the offensive rebound, and she'll put it up and in. 24-19. The Lower Brule lead is 5 as we work to the halfway mark of this second quarter. Here is Mosier with the drive. She'll kick it to the corner. The Westcott 3. That is up, no good. Rebound. Pinballs back to Courtney Mosier. And now it's Letha Jessen inside. The turnaround is up and good. Letha Jessen with 10 points in the first half, 24-21, as we battle back and forth here in this second quarter. The Lady Sue with it, Brylan LaRoche at the top, as Highmore Herald will stay in a man-to-man. LaRoche from the right to the left, sends it to the corner, or to the wing, rather, and into the hands of Jesse Estes, who checked into the dead ball. Down low, Traversy, she has been a load for Letha Jessen, but this time Jessen makes the defensive play. And now will lead the break herself across half court. Jessen on the move to the right block. Sends it out. Mosier fakes the three. Sidesteps the defender. Passes to the right wing. Three there is up. No good by Westcott. Brooke Palmer with the offensive rebound. She will get free throws as she is fouled. And the foul will be on Courtney Traversy. And that is personal foul number 2. The 6th team foul whistled against Lower Brule. So Highmore Herald in the bonus for the remainder of the half. Brooke Palmer shooting 2. And the first of 2 free throws will rim in and out and is no good. Traversy will check out. Checking back in will be Caitlin Thompson. And that takes 9 points out of the first half scoring for Lower Brule. And she may set for the remainder of the half. Palmer with his second free throw. That is good. Brooke Palmer hits 1 of 2. The freshman with 3 points off the bench. And it's 24-22. Lower Brule's lead is down to 2. Here is a drive. Carmen Wells. She is fouled. She will get free throws. As the foul here on Letha Jessen. Jessen with her first personal foul. And Carmen Wells to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Lower Brule. They are 1 of 4 from the line in the first half. And they've missed the first of 2 free throw attempts here with 3:04 remaining in the first half. 24-22 Lower Brule. Second free throw up. Second free throw is good by Carmen Wells, who has scored 8 points in the first half for Lower Brule. Here's Highmore Herald across half court. Westcott. Left side, skip past Courtney Mosier and into the corner, Maddie Knox. Knox will send it back out. Mosier, Westcott again. High post to Jessen. Back to Westcott. Plenty of time on the shot clock for Highmore Herald as they work the perimeter. Jessen trying to post up, but good defense on the block. Here is a 3 by Westcott. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Lower Brule will come away with it. And here are the Lady Sue the other way. Wells on the drive to the rim. Shot is no good. And a rebound, Highmore Herald, and then a foul is going to be called on Lower Brule. Jesse Estes with the personal. Estes will commit her first foul. And with Highmore Herald, with Lower Brule over the foul limit, Highmore Herald in the bonus. Brooke Palmer will walk to the Highmore Herald end and will attempt the front end of a 1-1. 25-22, Lower Brule leading. The free throw is good. .25-23 is our score with 2:27 remaining in the first half. Brooke Palmer with 4 points off the bench for Highmore Herald here in this first half of this region quarterfinal matchup. Second free throw up and good. As it caught the back rim and bounced straight up and back through and is good to make it a one-point ball game. 25-24 Lower Brule. Here are the Lady Sioux across half good half court. Good low up top. The step back into three. That shot is off the front iron and out of bounds, and the ball will belong to the Pirate. As Courtney Traversy will check back into the ball game. Checking out will be Jesse Estes. 25-24 is our score. As we work to the two-minute mark remaining in the first half. Mosier, high post, Jessen. Lethal will drive and kick. Westcott knocks down low, Jessen. She will work underneath, and a whistle and a foul, and they picked up the third on Courtney Traversy. That was a roll of the dice by Jalen Uthe, trying to bolster the Lower Brule defense inside, putting Traversy back in the ballgame, but now has picked up her third personal foul. And Letha Jessen will go to the line to shoot two. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Jesse Estes quickly back up off the bench and back into the ballgame as Traversy, but those three personal fouls will have to check out. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remain in the first half. Here is Letha Jessen's second free throw attempt to try to tie the ballgame, and it's up no good. Rebound loose, inside, out of bounds, and it will belong to Lower Brule. 25-24, the Lady Sioux of Lower Brule have the lead. Highmore Herald was up 11-2 in the opening quarter. Highmore Herald saw Lower Brule come back and got themselves right back in this ballgame, and actually they had a 5-point lead here on the second quarter. They still lead by one here. Out front, the three taken. That is up and no good by Caitlin Thompson. And the rebound, Highmore Herald. The Pirates will head the other way once again. Taking a little bit better care of the basketball, but not hitting shots. And now a whistle on an illegal screen is going to be called on Letha Jessen, and that will be her second personal foul. And so Jessen will check out of the ball game. The fourth team foul committed by Highmore Herald. That will be their ninth turnover the first half as well. And here is Carmen Wells. She attacks the rim there without Jessen in the ball game, but she puts the layup up short. Here is Brooke Palmer on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lower Brule. 25-24, minute 15 remains in the half. Here's Hillary Goodlow out front. Down low, Estes. The turnaround is up and no good. Rebound, Lower Brule put back there, won't go. Westcott will clear it. Here comes Highmore Herald with a minute remaining in the first half. Courtney Mosier got away with a double dribble there as the Pirates will keep possession here. 20 on the shot clock. It is Reagan Westcott. Emily Scheid down low. It comes Brooke Palmer. Shot no good, but Maddie Knox there for the offensive rebound. She'll put it up and in. 26-25. The lead to Highmore Herald, our third lead change in the contest. 30 seconds remain in the first half. Goodlow down the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound, foul on Lower Brule. Westcott had position. Jesse Estes reached over the top, and that will be her second personal foul. And we will walk to the other end for 1-1 free throws with 26 seconds remaining until the halftime break. Reagan Westcott at the free throw line, as she will shoot the front end of a 1-1. And the free throw is no good. Rebound Lower Brule as they'll head the other way. Wells across half court. Nice crossover. Drives and fires. Shot is no good. Highmore Herald will again get the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball, but I think this time going to belong to Highmore Herald, I believe. We still have not seen an official signal from the officials, but it will be Pirate basketball. Shot clock is off with 15 seconds remaining until halftime. 26-25 Highmore Herald. Mosier into the hands of Brooke Palmer. The freshman will handle out front. She'll work for a Westcott screen, drives, loses the basketball. Lower Brule has it. Here is Wells at the buzzer, and it's no good. And that is the end of the first half. 26-25 Highmore Herald as we work to the halftime break. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Check out the latest information at the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks in Buy Right Seat is next. We will return in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care and home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Corson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. We are at halftime of our quarterfinal round matchup of Region 2B as Highmore Herald hosts Lower Brule. And it has been a good one, up and down affair that we have had in this first half. We have had three different lead changes. Highmore Herald opened up an early 11-2 lead. That was erased by Lower Brule. It was a one-point game at halftime, 14-13. Lower Brule was able to take the lead in the second half. They pushed up to a five-point advantage before Highmore Herald was able to whittle that lead away, got the lead, and have the lead here at halftime. 26-25 is our score. Let's look at individual scoring for Lower Brule first. The Lady Sue led by Courtney Traversy, who has 9 points. Carmen Wells with 8 points. Brylan LaRoche with 3. Hillary Goodlow with 2. Caitlin Thompson off the bench for Lower Brule. She has scored 3 points in the ball game for the Lady Sue. Lower Brule goes to the free throw line 6 times in the first half, and they were 2 of 6 from the free throw line. And Lower Brule has won the turnover battle so far, the Lady Sioux with 6 turnovers in the first half. For Highmore Herald, Letha Jessen leading the way, the 5'11 seniors in double figures. She has scored 10 points. Courtney Mosier, with 2 threes early, has scored 6 points. Maddie Knox with 5. Brooke Palmer, the 5'7 freshman off the bench, has scored 5 points in the ballgame for Highmore Herald. Pirates go to the free throw line 10 times in the first half. They were 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And Highmore Herald, hospitable with the basketball tonight. They have turned the basketball over 10 times in 16 minutes of basketball. As far as the foul situation, Lower Brewer with 3 personal fouls on Courtney Traversy, 2 on Brylan LaRoche, also 2 on Caitlin Thompson and Jesse Estes. 4 Highmore Herald, 2 fouls on Grace Knox, 2 fouls on Letha Jessen, and we'll watch that situation as we go through the second half, especially early in this ball game tonight. Here's some other scores for Region 2B. Miller leading Faulkton area. They are late in the second quarter. It's 21-6 there. Harriet Selby at halftime leading Potter County. That is 37-25. Sully Buttes leading North Central 27-10 in Region 6B. Burke leading Platte Gettys. That's a 30-29 score. We have that score for you in Region 7B. At halftime, Wall leading Kadoka. That is 29-15. And at halftime in White River, it is Jones County trailing White River, the defending State B champions, 28-25. That is the score at halftime. Class A scores. Chamberlain season comes to an end. They travel to Dupree and lose as Dupree knocks off Chamberlain 63-48, the final in that ball game. Stanley County season has come to an end. They were defeated by Winter 58-27, the score in that ball game. Todd County defeats Bennett County 67-43, 55-6. Crow Creek leading McLaughlin. That is at the halftime break. One more score, Mobrick Pollock leading Cheyenne Eagle Butte 34-15. They are working their way to the halftime break up in Mobridge. Here it's 26-25. Highmore Herald leads Lower Brule, and the Lady Sioux will have the basketball to start the third quarter. And we will return in 3 minutes. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low-overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com. Com.net.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we're KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW, and Pierport Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Lower Brule has the basketball as we start the second half. It is Carmen Wells with it out front, Caitlin Thompson. Caitlin will get the start here in this second half. They swing it to the corner, a three from Carmen Wells. It's up, no good. Rebound loose and battled for. Traversy will control it. Here's Brylan LaRoche. She will work back out front. Good low, down low, Traversy against Jessen. Over the top of the defense, and Courtney Traversy scores. She is in double figures with 11 points, 27-26. Our fourth lead change. Here's Courtney Mosier on the wing. Jessen, high post, pass to Knox. Emily Scheid has it. Now Mosier with it. Back to the corner, Jessen, and the ball tipped and out of bounds. And Lower Brule active in the passing lanes there. A couple tipped balls, but Highmore Herald will keep possession. The Pirates have struggled with turnovers tonight. Already 10 of them here as we start this third quarter. Here's Jessen, Emily Scheid, Maddie Knox with it out front. As they work it back to Scheid. Down low, Grace Knox. Here is Jessen inside. Shot is blocked and out of bounds. Courtney Traversy with another nice defensive play. Again, she's playing with three personal fouls, but she has done good work when she's been out there. Here is Mosier. Will trigger the inbound. It comes to Scheid. Now Mosier, they're defending the three well. Lower Brule knocks the basketball away. Knox tries to keep it alive and does, but that's a shot clock violation for Highmore Herald, and they will turn it over for the 11th time tonight. And Lower Brule will work with the basketball and a one-point lead. 6:40 remains in the third quarter. Wells with it across half court. Traversy will get to the rim. Shot no good. Offensive rebound to the Lady Sue, and they'll get another opportunity to the corner. Caitlin Thompson trying to shovel pass it inside. Ball is knocked free. Highmore Herald makes the defensive play. That is the seventh turnover on Lower Brule. Scheid with it. High post, Grace Knox. Draws double coverage. Will send it out. Scheid doesn't pull the trigger on the three, but had the open look. And the ball tipped around. Jessen with it. Back to Knox. She will attack rim. Grace at the shot block. And up the floor it comes. Lower Brule throws the basketball away. We trade turnovers and up the floor and a timeout taken. Full timeout taken by Highmore Herald. 5:55 remains third quarter. 27-26 is our score. Lower Brule leads. We're back. This is a 30-second timeout. Let's break for 30 seconds on KPLO.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
...27-26, Lower Brule has the lead, the timeout. Highmore Herald's first charge timeout of the ball game. We'll have a foul called on Lower Brule. Brylan LaRoche picks up her third foul. Our timeout's brought to you by Agtegra. Pirates will inbound on the side as Courtney Mosier puts it in play in front of the Highmore Herald student body. Mosier will put it in play. Knox now shy. They're leaving Emily wide open, but hasn't pulled the trigger on the three. Instead, it's Knox. It's Grace to Maddie. The three there is up good. Maddie Knox with her first three of the ball game. Lead change number five, 29-27. Highmore Herald's lead is at two. And here's Traversy down the lane. Ball knocked away. Traversy will keep possession. It's knocked away and loose. Highmore Herald makes the defensive play. Here's Grace Knox across half court. Mosier now shy. It's over her head and out of bounds. And another turnover for Highmore Herald, their 13th of the ballgame. 5:15 remains in the third quarter. It is the Pirates of Highmore Herald with a two-point lead now, 29-27. Both teams with just one field goal and 3 minutes of basketball in this second half. Here's Brylan LaRoche out front. Brylan on the move. Down low against Mosier. The off-balance shot, it's no good. She'll get her own rebound. That shot is blocked. Then Grace Knox gets the rebound. She is held. The foul is going to be called on Lower Brule. And we'll wait for the Craig Kasson call as he goes to the scorer's table. And Caitlin Thompson picks up personal foul number three. Scheid will check out as Brooke Palmer will check back into the ballgame. Highmore Herald with a two-point lead at 29-27 with 4:56 remaining in the third quarter. Winner of this game will more than likely play Sully Buttes. Last we looked, Chargers were in control of their ballgame with North Central. And here's a Courtney Mosier three ball. That's money. Her third three of the ball game, and all of a sudden, Highmore Herald has a five-point lead at 32-27. Here is Caitlin Thompson down low. The off-balance shot from the left side is no good. Mosier with the rebound. Mosier on the move, tries to throw it in to Letha Jessen. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds. Highmore Herald will keep possession as they will inbound it from the corner, but first, a timeout taken. This is a Lower Brule timeout with 4:25 remaining in the third quarter. It is 32-27, Highmore Herald, another 30-second timeout. And we're back after this on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
North Central game being played at Oneida, and they are currently at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. 41-25, Chargers are out in front. Winner of this ball game, it appears, will travel to Oneida on Saturday night. Here is Grace Knox with it. Out front, Letha Jessen. Jessen with the crossover. Down the lane, in traffic. The left-handed shot is up good. Letha Jessen's first field goal of the second half. Makes it 34-27, and all of a sudden, the Pirates with a seven-point lead. They did lead by nine early in the opening quarter. Traversy down low with a nice drop step. And she scores the two. Courtney Traversy with 13 points. It's 34-29. Here's Brooke Palmer. Right corner, bounce pass Letha Jessen. Kick out Mosier. The open look, the three's taken. That is up, no good. Rebound loose. Lower Brule has it and has an opportunity to run out here as well to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul, and Courtney Mosier hustled her way down the floor to commit the personal foul. It will be her first. And she will force Lower Brule to earn points at the free throw line. They were 2 of 6 in the first half. Here a two-shot situation for Carmen Wells, the 5'5 junior. Puts the first one up and good. First points in a while for Lower Brule. 34-30, 3:36 remains in the third quarter. Here is the second free throw for Carmen Wells. It's back iron and no good. Long rebound to Lower Brule. Wells has it. She'll drive and fire. Shot blocked there by Grace Knox. Courtney Traversy grabs the loose basketball. She is fouled on the way to the rim. Foul on Letha Jessen will be personal foul number three. And the second team foul whistled against Highmore Herald. Here's Courtney Traversy at the line to shoot two. The first is no good. 34-30. Highmore Herald leads. 3:29 remains in the third quarter. If things are true to form, it's about time for Lower Brule to go on a little bit of a run. We have seen that a couple different times in the first half. And here is Brooke Palmer on the drive. Courtney Traversy with a defensive play. Lead pass Carmen Wells. Wells will stop and pop. Shot is no good. Jessen with the rebound. Up the floor we come. Knox. Now Mosier. It's 3-on-2 as Mosier sends it to Grace Knox, who will let the three fly. It's up and it's short. Jessen tries to get the rebound. Can't. Battle for it as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Lower Brule basketball. 34-31, Highmore Herald. 3:03 remains in the third quarter. Now Brooke Palmer just going to show a little bit of token pressure just to change a little bit of what Lower Brule wants to do as far as bringing the ball across half court. Here's Hillary Goodlow. Passing off down low. Traversy underneath the basket. Shot is up. No good. Jessen goes up strong to get the rebound. And here is Courtney Mosier across half court. Maddie Knox on the move to the corner. Grace Knox back to Maddie as they play catch on the right side. Jessen kick out Mosier. The open look and the three ball is no good. Rebound loose. Jessen has it. Put back good. Letha Jessen with 14 points, 36-31. The Highmore Herald lead is at 5 as we work to the 2-minute mark remaining third quarter. Here's Hillary Goodlow on the move. Shot no good. Rebound Courtney Mosier. And here is Highmore Herald up the floor. Mosier traveled. Was going to try to throw it up the floor to Brooke Palmer, but Courtney Traversy got in the passing lane, and there was nowhere for Mosier to go with the basketball. She was already in the air, though, as she commenced to travel. And for Highmore Herald, their 15th turnover of the ball game, their 5th of this third quarter. It's a 5-point lead for the Pirates as Lower Brule works with it. Traversy out front. Swings it now to Hillary Goodlow. She'll work out front. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Goodlow with the crossover. She'll drive and fire. Shot no good. Traversy with the offensive rebound. And she'll put it up and in. Courtney Traversy with 15 points. 36-33. Minute 45 remains in the third quarter. Knox up top. This is Grace Knox to Courtney Mosier. Mosier will attack the rim. Shot off glass and good. A teardrop jumper from Courtney Mosier scores it to make it 38-33. 90 seconds remain in the third quarter. Here's Lower Brule up the floor in a hurry. Carmen Wells to the corner. Breland LaRoche. She'll work the shake and bake as she drives and fires. Shot no good. Rebound. Highmore Herald. It's Mosier to the rim. Shot no good. But Brooke Palmer will get the offensive rebound and put it up and in. Courtney Traversy was a little shaken up. She did not make the trip up the floor, and then she wound up losing the basketball. She called for it. Then the pass was too tall, and she lost it out of bounds. So a turnover for Lower Brule. That is their 10th of the ballgame. They have won the turnover battle as Letha Jessen checks out. Emily Scheid back into the ballgame. Remember, Jessen with those 3 personal fouls. Highmore Herald with a 7-point lead, the final minute of the third quarter. Mosier to Scheid. To the corner, Maddie Knox. Inside, Brooke Palmer. Shot blocked. The shot by Palmer is up no good as Traversy blocks it. And now Courtney Traversy will check out of the ball game, and checking in will be Jesse Estes. Highmore Herald with 23 on the shot clock will inbound underneath their own basket as Mosier puts it in play. And she will send it out to Palmer. Emily Scheid to Mosier. Right corner, 3 taken. It is up good. Courtney Mosier with her 4th three of the ballgame. She has scored 8 in the quarter. And Highmore Herald with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 43-33. Down low, Wells, the turnaround. Or pardon me, that's Jesse Estes. Strong move to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Foul called, though, on Highmore Herald. And it will be the first on Emily Scheid. And free throws here for Jesse Estes, who is scoreless in the ballgame, but played some big minutes in the first half for Lower Brule. Free throw number 1 is up, no good. Letha Jessen will check in. Grace Knox will check out. Pirates with a 10-point lead at 43-33. 35 seconds remain in the first half. Second free throw up and good as Jesse Estes puts it up and in. 43-34. Shot clock off for all practical purposes as Scheid brings it across half court. Ball knocked away. It's stolen. It's tied up in a jump ball. The possession arrow will point towards Highmore Herald. Now the shot clock will be off as the Pirates will inbound underneath their own basket. Courtney Mosier will inbound from the left side of the key as it comes into Jessen. The quick release jumper is up good. Letha Jessen with 16 points in the ball game, 45-34. Caitlin Thompson across half court for Lower Brule. Hillary Goodlow on the move into the lane. Good defense from Maddie Knox there. Goodlow out front. The step back. The three ball is money. Boy, there was good defense for a moment, but Hillary Goodlow with the crossover and the step back three. Here's Courtney Mosier with a three at the buzzer that is up no good, and that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. A lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre, including Morris Hay Hikers and Fair Manufacturing Bale Processors. A 19-point third quarter for Highmore Herald, and they lead Lower Brule 45-37. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities. Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. 45-37, the Highmore Herald lead. Lower Brule will start out with the basketball as the Lady Sioux trying to cut into an 8-point deficit. They were down by 9 in the first half. They were able to tighten things up in the second quarter. It was a 1-point game at halftime. And then the Sioux led in the third. Here is Lower Brule down low inside. Caitlin Thompson has a shot blocked there. Letha Jessen makes a defensive play. She's out there with three personal fouls as the Pirates work with it offensively here. Maddie Knox in the corner, down low Knox. This is Grace in traffic, triple covered, and a jump ball, and it will belong to Highmore Herald. Courtney Traversy back into the ballgame. She has three personal fouls, but played most of the fourth quarter, or most of the third quarter, without picking up another one. So she's back out there to provide some strength on the inside. She has done a good job defensively. Scheid inside Jessen, shot blocked, foul called. Courtney Traversy picks up her fourth personal foul, and that was just good ball movement on the part of Highmore Herald. They got it inside to Mosier, who got the position on Traversy. And we'll get a pair of free throws as Letha Jessen with 16 points, 0 of 3 from the line tonight. Free throw number one is no good. Neither team has set the world on fire from the free throw line. Lower Brule 5 of 12. Highmore Herald 5 of 11 as Courtney Traversy will check back out. Jesse Estes back into the ballgame. Here is the second free throw by Letha Jessen. That is up no good. And the rebound to Lower Brule. Minute gone in the fourth quarter as Thompson drives and fire shot is up no good. Grace Knox going to be whistled for the personal foul. And for Grace, that will be her third foul. And a pair of free throws for Caitlin Thompson, who just made a smart play. Nobody picked her up. The defenders for Highmore Herald had their back turned to her, so as they were chasing down to get set up defensively, and she just hustled her way to the rim and drew the foul. Makes the first of two free throws here to make it 45-38. And here is the second free throw attempt. That one is up and good as well. 45-39, a two-possession ball game. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. It is Mosier to Shine. Down low, Maddie Knox. The set shot on the right block is up and good. Maddie Knox with 10 points in the ball game. The third Highmore Herald player in double figures makes it 47-39. Up top, and a three ball from Carmen Wells is good. Boy, that one was from a long ways from home, and she puts it up and in. Here's a dangerous pass, Shide. Now Mosier down low, Grace Knox. She'll fire from 15, and it's good. Grace Knox with her first points of the ballgame. 49-42. The lead at 7 for Highmore Herald, and here's Lower Brule. Wells in the drive, shot no good. Mosier with the rebound, and then Courtney loses the basketball out of bounds. She was double-teamed along the Lower Brule baseline, and she tried to make a dribble, and the ball was tipped. I believe Carmen Wells tipped the ball, but right off of Courtney's leg and out of bounds. Turnover for Highmore Herald, their 16th of the ball game. And now Lower Brule with it, trailing by 7. They work out front, and now a whistle and an offensive foul going to be called on Lower Brule. An illegal screen there from Hillary Goodlow. Her first personal foul. Both teams with 4 team fouls as we work through this fourth quarter. We played 2 minutes in the fourth. It's 49-42 Highmore Herald. Here are the Pirates with it. Shied on the right side. Pass inside Grace Knox. Nice up and under. Shot up and good. Grace Knox will score the two, and it's 51-42. And with Traversy on the bench, Highmore Herald has a little bit of a size advantage down low, and they've been able to take advantage of here. A drive and a shot up, no good, and a foul called on Letha Jessen, and that will be her fourth personal foul. Jessen with her fourth. And free throws upcoming here for Carmen Wells. She is 2 of 4 from the free throw line and scored 12 points tonight. Highmore Herald's going to have to go just a little bit deeper to their bench. Emily Scheid and Letha Jessen will check out. Into the ballgame, Brooke Palmer. Also, Kennedy Effling into the ballgame. She is a 5'4 sophomore for Highmore Herald. 5:40 remains in the fourth quarter. Second free throw in and out, no good. Knox will get the rebound, and now a double dribble called on Highmore Herald, and another turnover on the Pirates. And Lower Brule with an 8-point deficit, but we have seen them knock down threes. They did that in the second quarter where they hit a bunch of them quickly. And he raced a 9-point deficit and got right back in the ballgame, and here Lower Brule and head coach Jalen Uthe are going to take a timeout. This will be a full timeout with 5:34 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. 51-43 Highmore Herald. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Corson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium cheers and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Central game is final, 67-43. Sillage victorious. They will be at home on Saturday night. They will take on the winner of this ball game. as Highmore Herald currently has an 8-point lead, 51-43. Here's Carmen Wells with it on the drive. She'll rock and fire and score the two. Carmen Wells with 15.7 in the second half and a bad pass and the turnover. Hillary Goodlow to the rim. She will score the two. 51-47 and another turnover. Here is Carmen Wells. Three ball, good! And that's how an 8-point lead disappears. And Mike Ring asks for time. Three buckets in a hurry. 51-50 Pirates. We're back in 1 minute, or 30 seconds, a 30-second break on KPLO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Highmore Herald inbounding, taking or going up against Lower Brule full court pressure. Kennedy Effling shows off some good arm there. She threw it three-quarter court, but the ladies soon knock it out of bounds. But Highmore Herald will put it in play in their front court. 5 minutes remain. Knox on the drive. Shot blocked. The jump ball. That should. Well, it will belong to Lower Brule. Another turnover for Highmore Herald. That is their 19th of the ballgame. Courtney Traversy back into the contest with those four personal fouls. And now Lower Brule has a chance here to take the lead. Caitlin Thompson across half court. Down low, Traversy. She is clearing some space. Kick out Hillary Goodlow. Three taken. It's up no good. Effling with the defensive rebound for Highmore Herald. And here come the Pirates with the ball stolen. Shot up no good. Backside rebound up no good again by Lower Brule. But a foul called on Maddie Knox. Another turnover on Highmore Herald. And Lower Brule is getting it done on the defensive end here in this fourth quarter. Letha Jessen will come back into the ballgame after the first free throw attempt by Brylan LaRoche, and it is up good, and we are tied at 50. 4:35 remains in the fourth quarter. The winner of this ballgame will get Sully Buttes on Saturday night in Oneida. And here is the free throw for the lead, and it's up good. Brylan LaRoche with 5 points in the ballgame. The eighth grader with two big free throws in this fourth quarter. Here's Courtney Mosier. Again, pressure up the floor. And again, it's turned over. Here is Brylan LaRoche to the rim. Shot blocked. Loose basketball picked up by Lower Brule. They will work out front. Wells to the wing. Thompson. Caitlin on the move. She'll send it back out. Goodlow for three. That is no good. And Highmore Herald will get the rebound. Halfway home in the fourth quarter. It's 52-51. Lower Brule leading Highmore Herald. Knox inside Palmer. Brooke to the rim. Shot no good. And she will pick up the fifth personal foul on Courtney Traversy. And that is a big turn of events for Lower Brule. Traversy will foul out of the ballgame, scoring 16 points. Brooke Palmer, who is 3 of 4 from the free throw line tonight for Highmore Herald, we'll get two big free throws here in this fourth quarter. As the Lady Sue lead by one. Free throw, no good. Lower Brule leading. Palmer with the free throw, it's good. She'll hit the second free throw to make it 52 all. Here on the fourth quarter, it is Wells across half court. She'll drive and fire. Shot is blocked. Loose basketball. Lower Brule has it. Down low, it's Thompson scoring the two. Caitlin Thompson with the bucket to make it 54-52. And then a foul in the backcourt on Lower Brule. Set up that full court pressure. and they commit the foul in the backcourt. Brylan LaRoche with her fourth personal foul. Letha Jessen in. Kennedy Effling will check out. The sophomore did a good job in just a couple minutes of basketball, and now Highmore Herald inbound it, and they throw the basketball away. Here is Thompson on the move, but Letha Jessen comes in from behind to knock the basketball out of bounds. Turnover number 22 for Highmore Herald. Both teams with six team fouls were in the bonus the rest of the way. 54-52, Lower Brule, open look. Hillary Goodlow for three, shot no good. Jessen will get the rebound, and then we'll try to work the dribble across half court. Crosses the time stripe. Sends it to the corner. Palmer. Now it's knocked down low and a foul committed by Caitlin Thompson. Thompson with her fourth personal foul. And Grace Knox will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight for Highmore Herald. Grace with 4 points. Big buckets here in the second half. And she shoots two. First is up good. 54-53. Lower Brule's lead is down to one with 3:16 remaining in this fourth quarter. Second free throw up and good. Boy, that rolled around for a while and finally dropped through. 54-54. New ball game with 3:15 remaining. Cross half court Thompson. Pass off Carmen Wells to the corner now. Brylan LaRoche will operate. She gets to the rim. Shot there is blocked and short. Rebound picked up by Highmore Herald. Here are the Pirates now. As Mosier gets it to Knox, they cross half court. To the corner, Letha Jessen. Out front, Mosier. Now to Knox. A three here is short. Rebound Knox. Maddie with the putback. That is no good. Rebound loose. They'll tie up and a jump ball. And it will belong to Highmore Herald. The Pirates will inbound underneath their own basket with a new shot clock. Grace Knox will trigger to Mosier for the lead. Three balls, no. Rebound, Lower Brule, and up the floor they come. Long pass, Carmen Wells from 25. Shot no good. Rebound, Grace Knox. Pass up the floor. It's tipped out of bounds off of Lower Brule, but a dangerous pass there. Highmore Herald will keep possession. They will put it in play with 2:26 remaining. 54-54 is our score. As Maddie Knox will put it into the hands of the freshman, Brooke Palmer. Palmer across half court. Grace Knox, Maddie Knox. They try to look inside. Here's Grace Knox up the floor in the lane. Shot is good. Count the basket and a foul is called. The foul will be the fifth on Brylan LaRoche. The second Lower Brule player to foul out. Lael Middleton into the ballgame for the Lady Sioux. Her first action of the night. 58-41, Harriet Selby area knocks off Potter County. So Harriet Selby will move and will host a semifinal game from Region 2B. The three-point play for Knox is up and good. She has had a big second half. 57-54, the lead to Highmore Herald. We work to 2 minutes remaining. Here are the Lady Sioux. Thompson out front, Goodlow. Hillary with the crossover into the lane. Now she'll try to throw it across the lane, and it hits the bottom of the backboard and goes out of bounds. So that, I guess in our mind, it looks like more of a pass than a shot to me, so a turnover for Lower Brule. Just their 12th of the ball game as Highmore Herald almost turns it over again. Jessie Estes thought she made the defensive play, and I'm not so sure that she wasn't right. But the ball will remain with Highmore Herald. Now the officials are going to confer, and they are going to give the basketball to Highmore Herald. 57-54, Highmore Herald leads with a minute 55 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Pirates will put it in play. This is Jessen around the horn to the left side. It is Grace Knox. Bounce pass to Jessen. She'll work against double coverage. Jessen will send it out. Here's Maddie Knox, line side Grace Knox, and Knox will score the two. Boy, a dangerous pass, but Matty Knox threaded the needle, and then Lower Brule commits the infraction, the turnover on the inbound, as Hillary Goodlow was just going to throw it in quickly to Carmen Wells. We talked about that token pressure that Journey Palmer, or Brooke Palmer, rather, had earlier in this second half. Just to cause a little problem, and now Highmore Herald throws the basketball away, but she just was close enough to make Lower Brule double pump on that inbounds and turn it over. And now Highmore Herald will do the same. Timeout Highmore Herald with a minute 37 remaining. 59-54 Pirates lead, and we will break for 30 seconds. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Well, in Region 7B, White River knocks off Jones County 54-42. Wall defeats Kadoka 68-49. Miller, last score we had leading Falcon area. That was a 21-6 score. We have not seen an update on that score since halftime. Harriet Selby knocks off Potter County 58-41. Sully Buttes defeats North Central 67-43. Here it's 59-54. Highmore Herald with a 5-point advantage with a minute 37 remaining. Both teams in the bonus. The possession arrow. Point scored Lower Brule. Here is Caitlin Thompson out front with the dribble. Out front, ball is tipped and it's stolen away. Grace Knox with it up the floor to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul call. Jessie Estes with her third personal foul. And free throws here for Grace Knox, who has had a big second half. 11 points in the ball game, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. This will be a 2-free-throw adventure. First one is good. We talked about how Highmore Herald struggled from the free throw line, just 4 of 10 in the first half, but their shooting percentage from the stripe much better here in the second half. As Knox's free throw is up, no good. Lower Brule will get the rebound. It's Middleton up the floor. Goodlow. Screen out front as Goodlow will drive. Highmore Herald really defending the three. And now a pass that Goodlow has tipped and is stolen away. Knox with the defensive play. And here is Highmore Herald. Matty Knox playing catch out front to Grace Knox. We roll to the final minute of this ball game. And here is Jessen as she is held and a foul called. And the personal going to be whistled on Carmen Wells. That will be her first. And that will be the 10th team foul. So this is a two-shot situation for Highmore Herald and Letha Jensen, who missed 2 free throws earlier in this fourth quarter. She has scored 16 points tonight. In fact, she is 0-5 from the free throw line until now. And a big free throw here with 57 seconds remaining. 61-54. And here is the second free throw from the senior, Letha Jensen. It's back ironed and no good. Matty Knox with the rebound to Grace Knox from 10. Shot no good. Jensen with the offensive rebound. That won't go. Another opportunity. That one will not crawl the rim. But a foul on Lower Brule, and Highmore Herald will get another opportunity at the free throw line. Lael Middleton with the personal, and that will be her first. Letha Jessen with another pair of free throws. As she will attempt the first, and it is up and good. That makes it an 8-point ball game with 49.7 seconds remaining. It's 62-54. And here is the second free throw. That is no good. Rebound Lower Brule, and they have some work to do. They have shown, though, they can put up points in a hurry. Wells for three. No. Rebound, Letha Jessen. She'll try to dribble out of traffic. And ball knocked free. It's loose. It's out of bounds. And it is out of bounds. As Highmore Herald will have possession of it. Going down hard there. A Lower Brule defender goes down hard at the bench. And she needs to be tended to. But she gets up and appears to be all right as she, well, she's going to stay in the ball game. Leigh Middleton will stay in the contest as I think she has to come out, though. If she stopped play, which I think she did. So she will have to check out. Checking into the ball game will be Erlyn Defender. She checks back into the contest. And now Highmore Herald will put it in play. They have 10 seconds to get it across half court. Foul committed by Carmen Wells. That will be her second. And up the floor we go for free throws. And Lower Brule may have run out of, might just be running out of time here as Highmore Herald will get a chance at a couple free throws. This is Grace Knox. First is up, no good. 62-54 is our score. And here is the second free throw attempt. And it is good. Knox will hit one of two to make it a 9-point ball game. 29 seconds remain. And for Lower Brule, they need points in a hurry. And a three up off glass by Carmen Wells is no good. Pirates will get the rebound. And Carmen Wells will commit her third personal foul and will walk the other way for free throws. It appears with 22 seconds remaining, Highmore Herald will be at Sully Buttes on Saturday night. And when you look at... As Maddie Knox puts the first of two free throws up and good. When you look at the matchup between Sully Buttes and Highmore Herald, they played earlier in the season. That's the second free throw is no good. Lower Brule will work the perimeter in a three tank, and it's up no good. Rebound. And put back by Caitlin Thompson is no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound and another foul committed. And Maddie Knox will go to the free throw line with the opportunity to seal the deal. Highmore Herald will pick up victory number 15 of the season. And as we look at their schedule, Knox puts up the first free throw and it is good. And this will look like a lopsided score, but it was quite a battle. It was actually in Highmore back in the 7th of January. Highmore Herald knocked off Sully Buttes 54-50. Second free throw by Knox is up and good. And time will wind down here in the fourth quarter. Three up and no good at the buzzer. And Highmore Herald wins 66-54. A 21-point fourth quarter for Highmore Herald. They score 40 in the second half as they come away with the victory. Lower Brule's season will come to an end at 13-8. The Pirates will take on Sully Buttes on Saturday night, and that is the game we will have for you on KPLO. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. I invite you to like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Game underway here from the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium. It is a victory for Highmore Herald as they were able to put the ball in the basket down the stretch in this contest. After they gave up the lead, Lower Brule led for just a minute. We had six different lead changes in this ball game, but it was Highmore Herald that was able to get the lead. They managed the final moments of the fourth quarter and were able to make some big free throws down the stretch and win this game by a final of 66-54. We look at individual scoring. Let's talk about Lower Brule first. The Lady Sue, Carmen Wells, Courtney Traversy leading the way. She had 16 points. Carmen Wells with 15 and Hillary Goodlow with 10 points. 7 points off the bench for Caitlin Thompson. 5 points for Brylan LaRoche and one in the ballgame for Jesse Estes. Lower Brule went to the free throw line 18 times tonight, and they were 10 of 18 from the free throw line. And Lower Brule with 15 turnovers in an up-and-down contest here tonight. For Highmore Herald, four double-figure scorers. They were led by the 5'11 senior Letha Jessen, who had 18 points. Courtney Mosier with 14 points. Maddie Knox with 13 points. Grace Knox with 13 in the ball game. All of them come in the second half. And off the bench, the 5'7 freshman Brooke Palmer played major minutes and scored 8 points in the ball game for Highmore Herald. Pirates go to the free throw line 29 times tonight, and they were 15 of 29 from the free throw line. Highmore Herald wins this ball game, but commits 23 turnovers in the contest tonight. Highmore Herald led 14-13 at the end of the opening quarter, gave up the lead to Lower Brule, but Highmore Herald was able to get the lead back and went to the locker room leading 26-25. Highmore Herald with a big third quarter. Looked like they were in control. They outscored Lower Brule 19-12 and led 45-37 and started out scoring some baskets in the fourth quarter early as well. But all of a sudden, Lower Brule hit back-to-back threes and had a two to start out, and then forced two quick turnovers and two threes, and all of a sudden, the Highmore Herald lead was gone. It was down to a one-point ball game, but the Pirates were able to manage their way through that and then got Lower Brule over the foul limit, got to the free throw line a few times in the fourth quarter, and they were able to come away with the victory here in the final 66-54. Again, with the victory, Highmore Herald 15-6 overall. They will play Sully Buttes on Saturday night in Oneida. We'll have that game for you on KPLO. Lower Brule ends their season. A good crew coming back for Jalen Uthe's squad. They finished the season with a record of 13-8. Postgame continues. Our big play of the game is next. It is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the ball game. It had to be, well, two things that we will bring up. We will talk about how Highmore Herald was able to grind out the win in this ball game, but how about Lower Brule switching up defensively? They got a two, which forced Highmore Herald to inbound. They were able to steal the ball twice, hit back-to-back threes, and just like that, a nine-point lead was gone. And Highmore Herald's lead was cut to one. They were able to survive and win, but that is our big play of the game. And it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. One more piece of business, our player of the game. We'll announce that next, but first, let's hear from CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgiski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, let's look at our player of the game nominees. Let's talk about Lower Brule first. They were led by Courtney Traversy, who scored 16 points tonight. The junior did foul out of the contest. She will be back next year. Carmen Wells, 15 points in the ballgame. Another junior for Lower Brule. Hillary Goodlow, one of two seniors on the roster for Lower Brule. She finished with 10 points. Erilyn Defender, the other senior graduating for Lower Brule. But this squad will have a very good crew back that finished 13-8 overall and did some good things throughout the regular season. On the Highmore Herald side, Courtney Mosier with some big threes in the ballgame. She hit four of them tonight. She scored 14 points. Letha Jessen with 18 points. Maddie Knox with 13. But Grace Knox is our player of the game. The 5'11 senior, 13 points in the contest. All of them coming in the second half, and she made some big, big buckets down the stretch, including going 5 of 7 from the free throw line late to help Highmore Herald get the win. Some honorable mention to Brooke Palmer, the freshman, wound up playing big minutes for Highmore Herald tonight. She finished with 8 points, but Grace Knox, our player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. As let's check scores. The winner of this ball game, of course, Highmore Herald, will take on Sully Buttes tonight. The Chargers knocked off North Central 67-43. Gregory knocked off Wessington Springs 50-38. Harriet Selby knocked off Potter County 58-41. We have not gotten a final score of that Miller-Falkton game, but we were told that Miller was had a nice lead in that ball game, and Miller will be traveling to Harriet Selby on Saturday night. Region 7B, White River, the defending state champs, knock off Jones County 54-42, the final in that ball game. Wall knocks off Kadoka area 68-49. So White River and Walsh, they qualify for the SODAC 16. Scores from Class A, Dupree knocks off Chamberlain 63-48. Winner knocks off Stanley County 58-27. Crow Creek defeats McLaughlin 77-18. Mowbridge Pollock 79-36. They knock off Cheyenne Eagle Butte tonight. We'll have high school boys basketball for you tomorrow night as we come back here to the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. And we bring you the matchup between Highmore Herald and Miller's Boys, 7:30 pregame, 7:45 with our tip-off on Friday night. And then Saturday, we'll wait for the start time, which has not been announced as of yet. That celebrates Highmore Herald game in Oneida, and we'll have that for you on KPLL. And on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Of course, this broadcast of this contest brought to you by its advertisers and sponsors through special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight has been brought to you by Titan Machinery, Mashing Food Center, Jan Bussey Ford, Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated by the Highmore Herald, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, and Highmore Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from Highmore. Again, our final score tonight, Highmore Herald 66 and Lower Brule 54. And we bid you all a very pleasant evening.